you have this, there's pandemic you were fixing to get into. We pray that you keep us safe and out of harm's way, and that you let us have peace on this earth that can be there with. Forgive us of our many sins, and go with us and be with us throughout our life. It's in our prayer in your son's name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Can you see you? In prayer for the preparation for the Lord's Supper, let's turn to number 591. 591. Tis midnight and dawn all is bright. The star is dim that lately shone. Tis midnight in the garden now. The suffering Savior prays alone. Tis midnight and from all removed, the Savior wrestles long with fears in that disciple whom he loves. He's not his master's grief and
take his cup, food, wine, rest it, blood, and Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. this time we're going to give back harvest what we have been given to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen.
We have 20 present this morning. Today is February 13th, 2022. If you would, at this time, let's mark our songbooks at number 671. 671 will be the song of invitation a little bit later. And once you've marked that, let's turn to number 380. 380. There is a name I love to hear, I love to say His word. It sounds like music in my ear, the sweetest name on earth. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Because He first loved me, it tells me of the Savior's love who died to set me free. It tells me of His precious blood, the sinner's perfect plea. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how because He first loved me. It tells of one whose loving heart can fill my deepest woe, who any sorrow bears a part that none can bear below. Oh, how I love Jesus. Because He first loved me.
Brother Art.
This morning our lesson comes from a passage of Scripture that has the word in it only three times. In Acts chapter 11 and verse 26. It says the disciples were called Christians first at Antioch. When we read this particular idea of the disciples, we're reading a word that is used in the Scripture to refer to one who is learning, one who is a learner. And when the apostles were apostles, they were first disciples, learning. And then, after that time, they were serving the Lord as the apostles of the Lord. In Acts chapter 26 of the Scripture, reference is made to King Agrippa, a ruler who was there and whom Paul was to meet. And it is said in explanation for his work and what he was doing in Acts 26, and at verse 20, but showed first unto them of Damascus and at Jerusalem and throughout all the coast of Judea and then to the Gentiles that they should repent and turn to God and do works meet for repentance. For these causes the Jews caught me in the temple and went about to kill me. Having therefore obtained help of God, I continued on this day unto this day, witnessing both to small and great, saying none other things than those which were by the prophets and Moses did say should come, that Christ should suffer, and that he should be the first to rise from the dead and show light unto the people and to the Gentiles. And as he spoke for himself, Festus, who was a kind of a solos man with King Agrippa, said with a loud voice, Paul, thou art beside thyself, with much learning doth make thee mad. Crazy, he was saying to him. But he said, I am not mad, most noble Festus, but speak forth the words of truth and soberness. For the king knoweth these things, before whom I also speak freely. For I am persuaded that none of these things are hidden from him, for this thing was not done in a corner. King Agrippa, believest thou the prophets? I know thou believest. Then Agrippa said unto Paul, almost thou persuadest me to be a Christian. And Paul said that I would to God that not only thou, but also all that hear me this day, were both almost and altogether such as I am. And then he held up his hands, except for these bonds. He was in chains at that time. Later on in the New Testament, in 1 Peter chapter 4, reference is made to this word Christian once again. And it notes there in verse 15, but none of those of you suffer as a murderer or a thief or a busybody or an evildoer or a busybody in other men's matters. Yet if any man, 1 Peter 4:16, suffer as a Christian, let him not be ashamed, but let him glorify that he has cast light upon God on this behalf. For the time has come that judgment must begin at the house of God, and if it begin at us, what shall the end be of them that obey not the gospel of God? And if the righteous be scarcely saved, wherefore shall the sinner and the ungodly appear? The scripture here affirms the idea of learning the way of the Lord and uses it first in reference to the people at Antioch, from which there will be at least three of the missionary journeys that will begin from Antioch. This would be a mission-minded church and a mission-glorying church, and they would enjoy the teaching and the ideals that were being done at that time. But notice it is said the disciples were called Christians first at Antioch. They were not called Paulinians for following Paul. They were called Cephasites for following Simon. They were not called for Simon Peter, Cephas. They were called Christians first at Antioch. On down the stream of time, that word Christian has been used in reference to the idea of following after Christ. Being a Christian, being like Christ. Some have noted that the word Christian with I-A-N at the close of that word, it signifies I am nothing without Christ. I believe that's a true way of expressing it. I am nothing without Christ. It is the case that Christ, Jesus, is the author of eternal salvation to all them that believe in him. We need to be people who believe in him and put into practice what then he said to do. Before he left this earth, he told the disciples to go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, and he that believeth not shall be condemned. Notice that Jesus noted the importance of faith in regard to the matter, as the Hebrew writer will later on explain in Hebrews 11, verse 6, without faith it is impossible to please God. And so it is that faith comes first. But then there is an act of obedience that buries one into the death of Christ. And that's what Paul wrote about in Romans chapter 6. And as he's buried into the death of Christ, he's raised to walk in newness of life. As he learns the things of the Lord, he puts them into practice in his life. And so the disciples that we read about there in Acts 11, 26 were called Christians first at Antioch. We understand these people were Gentile in their background. And because they were there, they learned the message of the Lord. Secondary to the Jewish people who first were taught the message of the Lord. In regard to this message of the Lord that came to them, they were people who were so thankful they could not express themselves how much gratitude they had for being allowed in God's family. We are today sitting here with a background that brought us into the Gentile nations of the world. I believe when we get serious about reading about it and thinking about it, we too are amazed at the idea that God would cause us to become Christians as he did those Gentiles at Antioch. Wonderful message of the Lord for you and me. What can we learn in regard to how we live and how we do? We can learn a way of life that the Scripture teaches us that we should follow. We should learn a way of life that teaches us to be people who follow after a way of peace. Notice that in the book of Romans, chapter 12, verses 17 and 18, it notes, "Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the sons of God." Jesus said in Matthew 5, verse 9, and in regard to this, Paul will write it this way. Never pray back evil. Never pay back evil for evil to anyone. Respect what is right in the sight of all men. And if possible, as much as in you lies, live peaceably with all men. Let's be people then who follow that way of peace. And instead of in anger replying to people, and in fierce madness instructing them, if you read in this part of the Bible, you'll see what I'm saying. Instead of that particular way of talk to people, be a person of peace. Be a person who wonders at the peace of God and the peace of his way instead of anger. Let's be people then who follow the way of peace. That's the way that God would have us to do. He would show us consideration to all men. He'd want us to be people who follow the ways and the path of all. And in John 3 and verse 16, when it is said, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." Notice that he says this in this regard, that he should believe. Believe in him and have everlasting life. When we put the word "only" in there, we add to the Scripture. And what did we in our class realize this morning in the book of Revelation chapter 22? It said, "Whosoever shall add unto this book, God shall add unto him the plagues that are written therein." When we talk about only, we're talking about nothing addition. But that does not what the Scripture says. The Scripture says there, "Whosoever believeth in him." In Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 6, when it is said that everyone that believeth in him Notice that he said, without faith, it is impossible to please God. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is. And what does that word and mean for us in our English? In third grade, we learned the importance. And, a coordinating conjunction, joining things of equal rank and equal importance. And, you believe that I am he. And, notice what he said. Hebrews 11, verse 6. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. He that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he's the rewarder of those that diligently seek him. Are we diligently seeking the Lord? When Paul wrote to the brethren at Rome about their diligently seeking the Lord, he raised this question: shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? God forbid. How shall any of us that have died to sin live any longer therein? They wanted to live in the path of sin to credit grace with being better and stronger and more for their salvation. And so they believed that the more that they sinned, the more it took for the grace of God to reach them and forgive them of their sins. But Paul is saying to them, that's not true. That's not accurate. When we came to be baptized into the death of Christ, we were raised to walk in newness of life. How shall any of us that have died to sin live any longer therein? When a person finds himself obedient to the ways of the Lord, he finds the Lord blessing him with the forgiveness that he has, and for which these disciples, called Christians first at Antioch, were the people who were teaching the message, full message of the Lord. That message involved faith, but it involved diligently seeking him. And when they diligently were seeking him, we read there in Romans 6, they were being baptized into the death of Christ and raised to walk a new life. As they were living to walk that new life, they were finding that they were learning more and more of the will of God in their lives. More and more they were adjusting their speech to the speech that the people needed to hear. More and more they were involving the things of peace that they were talking about instead of the things of fighting and warlike and bloodshed. They were people who were helping the cause of the Lord. And as a result of that, they were Christians in this way. It is noted in this regard that these people were people who were Christians because they were serving the cause of God. Are you finding in your life a thought about being a Christian? As people talk with you and visit with you about what you believe and what you practice, can you open the Bible and say to them, this is the prayer I said for salvation? Hear the words of that prayer. Or can you open your Bible and say, this is what the Lord said to do for salvation, and that's what I did. I had a faith in him. I was baptized into his death, and I was raised a new walk. You can talk about that. What a blessing it'll be. The song of invitation provided this morning, if anyone is subject to Jesus' invitation today, I want you to know that all things are ready for you. Clothing is provided. The baptistry itself is warm. Everything about it is prepared for you today to become just a baptized believer, a Christian today. As we stand together and as we sing, will you come to him?
Come to the feast, for the table now is spread. Ye famishing, ye weary, come, and thou shalt be richly fed. Hear the invitation, whosoever will.
Thank you all for being here today, and God bless you in every way of your activities of life today. And also, if you come tonight at 6 o'clock, please do. Your service is at that time. God bless you.
Let's turn to number 299. And that's this song, Brother Tucker, please, Lord, first.
I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning.